Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I hope you'll go there. Use it to your advantage. We'll check it out. We work hard to make it fresh for you every day. Put new stuff on the website every weekday and sometimes on the weekend, too. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, right now our government, our federal government, is going through a kerfuffle with itself. The president and his Democrat colleagues in the Congress and then on the other side of the aisle are, of course, are the Republicans now in the majority in the House and more of a majority in the Senate. And the big kerfuffle now is over the budget, over the budget and deficit spending primarily. Now, and I think it's important to separate those two because the budget should have been done already. Well, if Congress had done its job in 2010, the 2011 appropriations for 2011, fiscal 2011, would have been done in the fourth quarter, fiscal fourth quarter, prior to October 1st of 2010. They didn't do their job. So now that's one thing we got to realize. They didn't do their job. Republicans and Democrats didn't do their job. So now they're spending time when they could be doing some important things. They're spending their time playing politics over the budget that should have already been done. We need to point that out. So that's one issue. The second issue is the deficit spending thing. The national debt that's been almost basically in the last, I'm gonna say, this is not, don't hold me to this, but I'm going to be pretty close. I'm going to say that the national debt has doubled in about 4 or 5 years. That's not far off, folks. And that is frightening. I was never really worried about the national debt when it was about $5 trillion, $6 trillion, because I knew that, as Steve Forbes has told us before, we have national assets of $50 trillion, $60 trillion, or more maybe, who knows. But so we were, you know, we still had plenty of assets. But we do have a problem with our government spending more money than it takes in. That's a real problem. Part of that is a reaction to the economy, the stimulus that the government has put in place that's had, you know, varying degrees of success. And part of the deficit spending is commitments that we've made in the past. Now, it's important to understand that of the entire budget that that they're fighting over what to do about cutting the budget, cutting money out of the budget, only about 18% of that budget can even be affected without hitting one of the sacred cows, one of the social programs, Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. Those three are the sacred cows, and defense. Don't forget, we also have defense. Those four, I should say, are kind of the sacred cows, and only about 18% of the entire budget is not one of those four things. So if we're not going to talk about any of those four, then all we got to talk about is 18%. And we're obviously not going to cut all of the 18%. So how much are we? So we're kind of dithering around the edges here. We're just playing at the margins, basically, with this. And I'm not the first one to tell you that. You've heard that before, but I think it's important to point out that that's what's going on here. So the thing I want to point out, though, is when it comes to those four big things, defense, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those four things and all the commitments that were made in the 20th century to pensions, to union pensions, to union contracts, for example, all those things that seem to be etched in stone. Here's what we all have to realize: earthlings, not just Americans, but earthlings, many earthlings, Germany, England, Japan, etc., made commitments to people in the 20th century that are now having to be paid for with 21st century reality. And the 21st century reality is that we're not as well off as we thought we were going to be, or as maybe we didn't even think about it when we did it back and we made these commitments back in the last century. But the bottom line is we've got a problem in the 21st century funding 20th century commitments. That's how it's that simple. In the 21st century, let's just, for right now, let's just talk about the United States. The United States, from a federal level, from a state level, from a local level, from a corporate level in many cases, even in the marketplace, we have a problem funding 20th century commitments. And folks, that money either has to come from somewhere. We can't keep borrowing that, because that is going to come to an end one way or the other. Either we'll stop doing it or our creditors will stop us from doing it. And either one of them, both of them are going to be painful. But the better way is if we do it ourselves. Folks, we have hard decisions to make in America. I'm just going to use us as an example. In America, we have hard decisions to make on a corporate level and on a government level. And if we don't make these decisions for ourselves, someone else will make them for us. The former is a better option than the latter. Think about that next time you resist the idea of something that you've been promised being adjusted. We all have to deal with this. We're all going to have to deal with this. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.